This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. A story now about the economic and business concept of vertical integration and the playground concept of just because you can do something does not mean you always ought to. AT&T, as you know, is working out the kinks in its acquisition of Time Warner. It's a big merger, so there are a lot of kinks. Today's example is the conglomerate's DirecTV Now streaming service. It's dropping channels like Comedy Central and A&E from its bundle and adding HBO, which AT&T now owns, and raising the monthly price. Cheapest option is now $50 a month, up from $40. So prioritizing content it owns, raising prices. Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson takes it from there.
Buying Time Warner kicked AT&T's debt to eye-popping levels. So part of raising prices here is giving the company more revenue to offset that debt.
The price increase goes into effect very quickly, and you get the uplift to revenue and free cash flow very, very quickly.
Jonathan Chaplin with New Street Research says that's a priority for AT&T in order to keep its borrowing costs from spiking. But it's not a great long-term strategy.
You lose subscribers, but you lose them over time.
The move also allows AT&T to cut some content it has to pay for and showcase what it owns instead, namely HBO. Daniel Ives, managing director with Wedbush Securities, says HBO is a big draw.
That's really their horse in the race to compete with the likes of Netflix, Hulu, Amazon, and Disney coming out with their streaming service this year. That's why HBO is so critical to the ultimate success of the deal.
But he also says AT&T can't increase prices too much because when its merger with Time Warner was challenged in court, the company argued the deal could lead to cheaper prices.
I think it shows a defect in antitrust cases and the way they're handled.
Eric Gordon is a professor at the University of Michigan's Ross School of Business.
What happens is that companies and their economists say that a merger will lead to lower prices, but the companies don't actually promise to lower their prices.
The arguments they make in court aren't binding. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.